So one of the questions that I get asked all the time in some form or the other, and the question that I used to sit with every single night as a parent was, what if I'm fucking up my kid? And I think this question is so deeply rooted in our own insecurities as a human. And so I wanted to talk about that today. What if I screw up my kid? And how this is actually impossible. And my intention for today's episode is to maybe give you some relief as to how it is impossible to actually screw up your kid. Even if you think you are a horrible person and you've done horrible things, and there are many, many parents that I have worked with over the last 15 years. And from all walks of life. And I will tell you, not just online, this was also in my former life as a social worker. And I will tell you that not once do I feel that any type of parent was trying to intentionally harm their children. I think what happens over time is hurt people. And our fear alone that I am going to screw up my kids, I think shows that we care. And I don't think people who are walking throughout this world doing harm to people intentionally are ever asking themselves that question. So let's talk about what it means, the fear of messing up our kids and the anxiety of that. So I remember when I was diagnosed with my with cancer 10 years ago. And I remember this feeling of like, oh man, this is going to do it. This is going to be their thing. It's now trapped in their subconscious. And I start going down this rabbit hole of how this one event in my children's lives have now screwed them up. And they're going to be talking about this in therapy when they're older. And I also remember while I'm going through that incredibly painful time in my life, shaming and blaming myself for messing up my kids didn't bring me any relief. So hear me out. I kind of went on this journey, this spiritual journey, around what if there's something bigger at play? And this was meant to be in their soul script. And this was meant to happen. And this is part of their human experience. And this may be something that they always struggle with. And when I started to accept that I was not God, and that maybe something bigger was at play here, it started to give me relief that maybe I wasn't the one controlling everything. Maybe it was just my job to be the guide, but having anxiety around perfection was not the answer at all. There's also another kind of moment in time when I remember thinking about my own parents and how I felt abandoned. Or I felt that they didn't do something good enough And then I realized my parents were doing the best that they possibly could with what they knew how. And if I wanted to blame them for how I was showing up in the world, I wanted to blame them for how I was parenting or the lack of skill that I was taught. What I realized was I was showing up and acting like the victim. And I, as a human, now adult, was not taking personal responsibility for how I wanted to feel. And I kept saying, well, I don't feel this way, or I don't know how to do that because my parents didn't teach me, or this is the way I parent because of them, or this is why I struggle with XYZ. And so if I put myself in the child's shoes and I wanted to blame my parents for how they fucked me up, I realized I was actually giving my power away to my parents. And I was giving my power away to my parents because in some form or the other, I was showing up as that little child who just wanted to be taken care of and fully codependent on an adult. And I think that is the actual challenge of the parent-child relationship. Is it is our job to bring this child into the world and just nurture them, be their guide. But because of that primal connection of the nurturer and the natural innate codependency that that child will have on, especially the mother, unless we say, listen, it's time, and you have to feel the contrast of not owning this, not showing up. We have to realize that there's something bigger at play. And our job as parents, especially when our kids start getting older, is to be their spiritual guide. And by being their spiritual guide, they come to terms with themselves. They meet themselves in the mirror. They meet themselves in the door. And they have to face their shadow sides. And unless we face our shadow sides as adults and humans in general, we will never be free. So here's the interesting part. What if I fuck up my kids? What if you fuck up your kids? What if you are not taking the action that you know you deeply desire to take because you are so afraid of fucking up your kids? But what if the damage is already done? What if? What if you do go down that rabbit hole? What does that mean for you? That you have failed on a primal level? That someone else has failed you? Maybe it means you having to forgive your own parents. Because oftentimes what I think we do too is we try to overcompensate in our own parenting because we haven't not yet healed that part of ourselves, that child self that got hurt from our own parents. So what if you fuck up your kids? What if something horrible happened to your children and you were constantly blaming and shaming yourself? How does that serve you? How does that serve your kids? And when there's things that happen in my kids' lives and I'm constantly sitting with, they're in pain, they're in pain, they're in pain, they're in pain. I did this. But did I do that? Or was I just reacting to my own life and trying to cope You know, when I became a teen mom and then having two other children and then watching how my kids had the privilege of growing up, my younger two specifically, there's so much sadness and shame around, oh, I wish you had this experience too. And then I think, but there's so much more that my first child had that I didn't have, that my other two didn't get to experience. And maybe that's in his script. So there comes a place where we need to just accept what is. And sitting with that and saying, I am so sorry. I did the best that I possibly could. I also think being open to the repair. Apologizing to our children for our past mistakes and learning to do better. I think often we are parenting so much from a place of fear that we don't even stop to say, I'm parenting from a place of fear. I'm scared that I'm going to lose you. I'm scared that I'm going to screw you up. And sometimes I think we just need to tell our kids that. We need to create a connection. We need to be honest. And we need to seek forgiveness, but not from our kids, from ourselves. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is resilience. Resilient children is the essence and the byproduct of what is possible for a human when they have the permission to keep going. And I've watched this within my own kids and my own family. My desire doing the work that I do to want to help my kids and rescue them versus letting my kids figure it out and fail. And when they fail, that's where the resiliency comes in. And I was talking to somebody recently and they made a comment and they said, yeah, kids don't actually have the opportunity to be resilient anymore. Because culturally, we have swung to the other side of the pendulum and we are rescuing our children's behavior constantly. And their emotional behavior. We're not even letting them feel. We're not allowing them to be angry or frustrated or sad. And because we're doing that, they don't have the opportunity to be resilient. So what if you fuck up your kids? I think about this a lot for many reasons. I've never met two parents that are exactly the same, ever, ever. Every situation, every child experience is unique. And some of the most compassionate, loving, kind, caring people are doing things that are going to have their children talking about them in therapy. And let's say that there was a perfect way to parent. Like there was an actual recipe for this. Have you ever heard of somebody feeling like their childhood was so perfect that they now put their parents on a pedestal and when they become a parent, they're like, my trauma is actually that I don't feel like I can compete. I don't feel like I'm good enough. I don't even know how my parents did that. I had the most magical, perfect childhood. So I have nothing to complain about. And yet I'm still struggling. All humans struggle. And as a parent, when we are constantly trying to rescue our children from their emotional discomfort, and we're like, okay, it's one thing after another thing after another thing. It's not about rescuing your children from their pain. It's about you trying to rescue your children because you're so afraid you're going to fuck them up. parenting is incredibly self-absorbing. When we stop and go, whoa, I'm parenting from a place of fear. So this question of, what if I fuck up my kids? We're taking away all of the power from our child. I don't know if my parents ever asked themselves that. I don't even know if that is something that parents in the 80s, 70s, 90s even asked themselves. I don't know if they had the mental capacity. They were just living day to day, doing what they needed to do. And then modern parenting came in and everything swung to the other side where we have this self-awareness. Now we talk about, you know, emotional intelligence and self-regulation and gentle parenting. And I love the movement now of gentle parenting and how, you know, people are kind of backpedaling a little bit. We can honor our kids. We can see them. We can meditate with our kids. We can do all the things. But I think the biggest challenge in parenting is realizing that because our children are a human having an actual or a spirit having a human experience, their struggles are normal. And yes, they may be reacting to some of what we have put them through or some traumatic things that have happened to them that we feel incredible shame about. But some of those things you had no control over. And this is why I love talking about parenting, because I think it's such a portal for healing that we actually have incredibly little control in parenting. And we're just guides. You know, I watch myself every single day have this narrative in my mind of what someone is going to think about my child. And I will even recite stories in my mind of what am I going to say or how am I going to respond when this person asks a specific question? And I'm like, what am I trying to protect? My fear of being judged? This primal fear that women have, specifically women, because I am not a man, I've never had a dad experience, that we have failed at mothering, that's deep. Whether you decided you want to work and then you feel guilty for working, whether you decided you didn't want to work and you don't feel like you're enough, whether your child struggled and you don't feel like you've advocated enough, this inner dialogue and this inner challenge that you have as a mother and your primal fear that you are fucking up your kids in some capacity is fear-based. And I think when we can just call it out, it loses its power. When I'm telling myself a story of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to screw up my kids, this becomes a challenge of like, is that true? Or is it time for my child to take responsibility? Or is that just going to be part of my child's script and the trauma that they have to unlearn and heal? And can I give them space to heal? And maybe they don't want to. Maybe they're resistant to it. And maybe there's some resiliency. I was talking to a friend the other day and we were talking about our parents. And her and I are very independent. And I was catching myself talking about what my parents did wrong. And I don't have a lot of anger towards my parents, at least not noticeable anger. But what I do have is a lot of should've, would've, could've's. And on the other side of that is realizing I would not be the person I am today if I didn't have the type of parents that I had. But that said, they didn't fuck me up. It was my responsibility to take the pain that I was acquiring in my human experience and take ownership for how I wanted to feel. So because I can't make my kids take ownership, of course, you know, they're like 19, 14, and 11. So they're not at the ages where, you know, the 19-year-old maybe, but not, definitely not the younger ones, where they're going to start taking ownership for their pain. They will internalize it. They'll make a story and they will probably blame me in some capacity or say, you know, this really messed me up. And I will not sit there and say, well, that's your job to heal. I will apologize, but I will also know that I did the best I possibly could. And I truly believe that we can't really fuck up our kids. And our kids may have gone through horrible, horrible, horrible things. And maybe you had nothing to do with it. But I do believe that there is, I don't believe in broken people. I believe in behavior is a language. And that we do the best we possibly can with what we have. And I also have another belief that might be a little different than modern expectation, that my child belonged to everybody. And I'm just one person in my child's life. And that if there's a teacher or another adult that is involved in my child's life, it's their responsibility to help my kids too. And culturally, everyone has an impact on how my child grows up. So I am not the only one fucking up my child. This is a cultural thing. I think too often we blame the mother and it's easy to blame the mother. But I think we also, if we think we're that powerful and we're going to blame ourselves for everything, I think we need to give ourselves some credit too. Look what you are doing to try to be a quote unquote good mother. Look how much energy and effort and resources you invest in trying to be good for your kid. And how much you try to overcompensate for what they've been through. So here's my question for you today. If thinking you're messing up your kids is a fear-based parenting response, it's rooted in fear. I'm going to fuck up my kids. What if I screw them up? How would you parent differently? How would you show up differently if, what if my kids are going to turn out okay? What if this was meant to be? What if you let go of the pressure and expectation you put on yourself and you relaxed into, I'm doing the best I can, and that is enough. I'm doing the best I can today, and that is enough. What if your kids are having a human experience and it has nothing to do with you? What if your kids are just having a human experience and it's not your fault? What if? So today's podcast is very philosophical. There's not a lot of step-by-step strategy for you. It's just here to get you thinking about, how do I parent from a place of fear? And how would I parent differently if I wasn't so scared all the time? And how can I learn to manage my fear? How can I learn to manage my anxiety? How can I learn to parent from a place of alignment? Because if you are always trying to fix your kids, if you are always trying to fix this relationship or parenting, you're always trying to control, you never get to a place of surrender. You never get to a place of this is what it is. And that, my friends, is the journey of parenting in general. What if you mess up your kids? What if this was all part of a bigger plan? What if?